Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The one person criminally charged so far in connection with last week's gruesome Mattapan shooting has agreed to return to Massachusetts from New Hampshire, where he was arrested on Friday. Four people, including a two-year-old, were killed in that incident. Kimani Washington has not been accused of murder in the case. Instead, he's charged with unlawful possession of a firearm and with receiving a stolen vehicle from one of the victims. Joining us to talk about the latest in this case is Boston Globe reporter Milton Valencia, who is at Washington's extradition hearing in Manchester, New Hampshire this morning. Thanks for talking with us, Milton.
Thank you, Sasha.
Milton, extradition hearings tend to be brief and largely procedural. Is that how Kimani Washington's extradition hearing played out this morning in Manchester?
There's actually two answers to that question. When it came to the extradition hearing, yes, because he waived it. He agreed to come back to Massachusetts, which will erase any idea of paperwork back between the two states, and he could be back within a week. So that hearing was kind of swift. What happened before that was a hearing in which his lawyers sought to have TV cameras, still cameras removed from the courtroom, trying to distance, as he put it, Kimani's face, his picture, from the actual brutal murder that everyone's reading about that happened last week. So it was a quick denial of the murders, but when it came to the idea of coming back to Massachusetts, there was no questioning that, and we expect to see Mr. Washington in court within the next week.
So you just mentioned that his lawyer, who I believe is court-appointed, tried to ban cameras in the courtroom?
Yes, right away.
And what was the lawyer's argument for why his client shouldn't be photographed?
Again, really just to kind of distance himself from the actual case. There don't seem to be any immediate witness issues in Kimani's case, according to police reports. So that wasn't the argument. Really, he just didn't want his photo or Kimani's face, as he put it, associated with these gruesome murders.
Fear of tainting a trial or something like that, perhaps?
I would think fear of tainting a trial. Again, witnesses, I don't know how much that would taint a trial, but really, he just didn't want to... He tries to distance himself,
sure,
or distance Washington from the case itself.
Sure. So again, Kimani Washington has not been charged with murder. There are two counts of unlawful possession of a firearm, possession of an illegal substance with intent to distribute, and then receiving a stolen vehicle. So how do these charges relate to the murder? And have the police said exactly how Kimani Washington is thought to be involved with the murders?
Yes. Well, what happened was in the hours immediate after the shooting, police had announced they were looking for a gray or silver Ford Explorer driven by one of the victims in this case, the only surviving victim, Marcus Hurd. Well, within a couple hours after the shooting, they found that vehicle over on Blue Hill Avenue in Grove Hall. And nearby, Kimani Washington was standing, and to police, he was looking a little suspect. Police went to question him, and at first he denied any knowledge of the vehicle, but then he suspiciously gave the police officers the keys and agreed, yes, he had the keys to the vehicle. They had to let him go because there was no direct tie to the investigation, but once they pursued their leads and actually searched Washington's home, according to the charges against him now, they found a gun and marijuana in that home.
And then they caught up with him in New Hampshire, where they finally arrested him.
They did. This is Tuesday night that they searched the home, and a couple of days later on Friday night came word that they had found him in Manchester staying with a friend.
What can you tell us about Kimani Washington? He's in his 30s somewhere. What do we know about him and his past?
He's in his 30s. He's had, some violent convictions before, convictions for violent assaults before, and he did serve some prison time. He also, according to his Facebook page, which we confirmed was his, he speaks of the criminal element of being in jail and the hard knock life, so to say. He even acknowledges guns and talks about them in his Facebook pages. So he seems to be no stranger to the criminal element, and I think police are chasing those leads to see exactly who he was dealing with and hanging around with at this time.
Now that Washington has said he won't fight extradition to Massachusetts, the district attorney announced today that Washington will be arraigned in Massachusetts on October 13th. That will be another largely procedural hearing?
That will be his, yes, it's called an arraignment, and he will initially answer to the charges against him. That will be his first appearance. That's when bail will be set. He's being held without bail right now because he was a fugitive and it was yet to be arraigned. But that's when bail will be set, and we'll find out a little bit more about the charges. But again, we already do know what led police to Kamani, Washington, and any other suspicions police may have could come out at that arraignment.
Two more quick questions for you. Do we know if police feel like they found the only guy involved, or are they still in search for possible more suspects?
The police are telling us that they continue an active investigation. They want to talk to Kamani and see what he knows and see what other people in the community know. They have released, you know, another call from the community for more information. So it seems that they are trying to find out more about what happened and where things stand now.
And Milton, do we know what Kamani Washington was doing in New Hampshire? Or is that just where he fled and he knew someone who lived up there and he holed up in that house?
He was staying with a friend at the time. We know that, Monique Benson. She has told reporters that he had already been scheduled to visit her for her birthday that week. And she's told reporters that he mentioned nothing of the charges or anything of the sort. So it was a surprise to her just as much as anyone else at home.
And actually, Milton, one last question. Did any family members of the victim show up at the extradition hearing in New Hampshire today?
They did. The aunt and uncle of Ayanna and little Imani, they did show up saying, you know, they want justice, and this could be the start of the healing process. They're looking for more. They're looking for information. They're looking for a conviction, really. But to actually stare at someone in court and hope that, you know, this will bring some type of justice to the case, I think, as they put it, it's the start of a healing process.
Milton, thanks for giving us that update.
Marcia, thank you.
Milton Valencia is a reporter with the Boston Globe. He was at Kamani Washington's extradition hearing today in Manchester, New Hampshire. And funerals for the victims of last week's Mattapan murder begin tomorrow.